Tinsley Ellis joining us here this afternoon in the KSUT studios and also on stage at the Henry Strader Theater this evening. It's a show, a few tickets remain to it. You can get them in advance at henrystradertheater.com. If they run out online, run on down to Animus Trading Company or Southwest Sound for your opportunity to pick up tickets to that show. $22 in advance, $25 at the door. Gates at 7, showtime at 7:30. Tinsley, welcome back to Durango.
It is great to be here, and I'm trying to remember, what was the last time I was here at the station?
I saw a picture of it where our old development director, Bruce Campbell, had a ponytail and a clean-shaven face on, so I'm guessing it would have been about 10 or 12 years ago.
I'm thinking so, too, yeah, when I played there at the nightclub in Durango.
That's right. You've played Durango several times through the years. The one I remember was a show at the old Purple Haze Lounge.
That was the last time here, but I played a couple times before that, and we can't think of the name of the venue.
Yeah, we're trying to figure
it
that
may
out.
Never, we may never find out.
Well, it's an honor having you here because throughout your career, which started at least professionally late 70s, early 80s, you've kind of fused soul, blues, and southern rock into a thing. Your Georgia roots.
That's right.
Talk a little bit about the Georgia music scene that you experienced growing up in.
Well, I came up, grew up in Florida, actually, but was born in Georgia, and I live in Georgia now, and listened to a lot of music of, got into it through the British invasion of hearing the Yardbirds and Cream, and of course the Rolling Stones and the Beatles, and dug back and found their roots and got into people like Muddy Waters and Howlin' Wolf, and I was the annoying kid that would follow the old blues guys around and ask them questions and get my autograph and get my picture taken with them. And that led me to getting with Alligator Records in the 1980s.
Some of those Alligator albums, that's how I was introduced to you the first time. I think it was the old 20th anniversary collection, which a guy at the record store forced me to buy it. Said if I didn't like it, he'd give me the money back. And I think it introduced me to some serious blues musicians that were coming up at a time where blues rock, particularly through the jam bands like the Allman Brothers and Widespread Panic, Colonel Bruce Hampton, were just starting. Well, the Allman Brothers had been there, but the others were just starting up on the regional scene here in Colorado at the time.
That's really true, and those are a lot of my friends, and unfortunately we lost Colonel Bruce the other night, and I was a part of that show, and the show was going great, and then, of course, had a bad ending with Bruce collapsing on stage and then later dying. So always want to mention him.
Yeah, he performed here a couple times in the Four Corners. I think the first I recall was around 1991 at the Fort Lewis College, the old Fine Arts Auditorium, a venue no longer with us. But
would have been the Aquarium Rescue Unit, I think. Probably.
That's right. Jimmy Herring and O'Teal Burbridge and some big players on that original lineup there, the Aquarium Rescue Unit.
And I know he played in Telluride, too.
And you have quite the history playing in Telluride, Blues and Brews, as well as some other venues.
Fly Me to the Moon. That was the first time I played in this area, and that would have been 1991, I think, 16 years ago, or 26 years ago. It's been a long, hard climb to the middle.
Actually had some texts and phone calls from some Telluride people coming down tonight making sure reserve them a ticket or two. They're looking forward to seeing this current tour you have, The Blues is Dead. Talk a little bit about that and some of the blues roots of the Grateful Dead.
Yeah, that's right. We're doing this particular tour. We're doing the blues and rhythm and blues songs that the Grateful Dead covered and recorded and a few other, Fillmore era bands from the late 60s. And it's gone real well. This is the first tour that we've done. So the crowd response has been great.
When did you start getting into the Grateful Dead? Were you hearing them around the same time you were listening to some of the British Invasion bands, or was it a little later?
It was a little later. I think the first album I had, we all got into was Europe 72. Mm-hmm. And I guess Pigpen was still in the band, or on some of those recordings, maybe. And, I really got into it around the same time that I'd gotten into the Allman Brothers band, and they go hand in hand,
Very cool. Well, you've unplugged for us a little bit here today. You've brought your Dobro, your National Steel, in here with you. Why don't you give us one of those dead tunes we might be hearing?
I'm going to do one of the ones that that they recorded. And the first time I ever heard this song was Brian Jones playing the slide part on it in the Rolling Stones. And I think that turned on a whole bunch of people to the real deal, which, of course, was Howlin' Wolf. And I saw Howlin' Wolf in concert in 1973 or something like that. And a great performer. And I'm glad I got a chance to see him. So I'll do this one right here. Little red roosters on the prowl. Please send him home. You see that red rooster? Please send him home. In the barnyard since that red rooster been gone.
Tinsley Ellis with Little Red Rooster right here in the KSUT studio, sounding incredible. Do you pull out that Dobro at all on stage?
Or? I just might. I don't know what we're going to do. I have no idea.
Looking forward to hearing that. Well, I want to get back on some of your roots and some of the Georgia thing, and there's a quote that you have in your press kit that I just got to share with everyone that, to me, sums up Southern soul music. But you say, "Georgia is where the blues has got soul, from the gospel-inspired Ray Charles to the R&B of James Brown and Otis Redding, to the rock and roll of Little Richard, to the blues rock of the Allman Brothers. All these acts have one thing in common. They all have the sound of Georgia. And down here, we call that sound red clay soul.
Yep. Well, you know, that's a good description of it. And all you got to do is think about those artists and how they sound. You know, Little Richard tearing it up and right up into the modern era with people like Derek Trucks, the soul sound that he's got. And then the red clay, of course, is if you've ever driven through Georgia, maybe on the way to Florida, like a lot of people do, you see that the embankments cut on the side of the road and all that red clay there. So I'm bringing the red clay soul to the Red Rock area here. So that's what we're doing.
Pretty good stuff. I should remind listeners, our last several shows have been selling out. This one looks like it very easily could, too. If you're on the fence right now about seeing Blues is Dead, a rock and blues show in the middle of the work week, Tinsley Ellis, well, get on down to the Animus Trading Company or Southwest Sound or go to henrystratertheater.com. Only a few tickets remained as we headed into Tuesday, so we do anticipate this show will sell out. Want to make sure you're down there because it's been a little while since Tinsley's graced our part of the world. Let's talk a little bit more about some of the Grateful Dead, the roots of Blues is Dead. It's more, as we heard in Little Red Rooster, than just playing Grateful Dead songs in a blues style. It's actually going back to some of the jug band and blues and folk blues roots of the Dead.
That's really true. You know, the Grateful Dead, they were ethnomusicologists, and they knew all about all different kind of folk music and blues and soul and, of course, rock and roll. And then they blended it in with their psychedelic sound and made it a sound all of their own. And we don't claim to really have that sound. We're kind of putting more of an Allman Brothers sound on it because that's where we're from. But, you know, without the Dead, there wouldn't have been any Cream or Allman Brothers or anything like that. They were that influential.
Now, your current lineup you're touring with, it's a power trio, right?
No, it's a quartet.
Oh, it's a quartet.
Yes. And we're doing have organ, guitar, bass, and drums.
Very nice. And dance floor will be open this evening at the Henry Strader Theater. Once again, 7:30 p.m. show. Doors at 7. Tinsley Ellis and his band, Blues is Dead. Anything else? What's it like returning to Colorado after a little bit of time? When was the last time you were up in Telluride or in our region here?
We haven't played in this region in a long time. We've been sticking more close to Colorado Springs and Denver when we come through, when I come through with my regular band. But I haven't been over here in a number of years. I can't even tell you when it was. Maybe 10 years ago, something like that.
And it seemed like this tour stretches out across western Colorado before returning to the Front Range.
That's right.
You were, Alamosa last night? Was that your show?
No, we played. Actually, we'd been driving for 2 days to get here. Our last show was in St. Louis.
Oh, gotcha. So you just overnighted.
This is the Colorado debut of Blues is Dead.
And I think you have, Rifle and Grand Junction coming up?
That's right, and Denver and then Central City.
Very cool stuff. So the closest, of course, all those places, 3 to 7 hours away.
Yeah.
You're going to be catching Tinsley Ellis Blues is Dead. You'd better get on down to the Henry Strader Theater this evening. Could we coax another tune out of you here?
Yes, Tinsley? I'm going to do one right now. And this is such a blues standard. And, of course, bands like Paul Butterfield Blues Band did it. And then a little later, the Grateful Dead did it. I think Bob Weir sang this one. But it goes all the way back to Muddy Waters and Sun House, and it's called a whole bunch of different names, but when I found out about it, it was done by Paul Butterfield Blues Band, and they called it Walkin' Blues, and I'm going to do that for you right now.
This morning and I got round for my shoes. You know I had those been on. Walking blues woke up this morning. I felt round for my shoes. You know I had those been on. Walking Blues. Some people tell you that worry blues ain't bad, but it's the worst damn feeling I've ever had. Some people tell you the worry blues ain't bad. But it's the worst damn feeling I've ever had. Minutes seem like hours, and hours seem like days, since my baby started up. Lord, I wait. Minutes seem like hours, and hours seem like days, since my baby started up. Woo-hoo-hoo, Lord, I wait. Ocean, ocean run to the sea. If I can't find my woman, worries me. Rivers run to the ocean, and ocean run to the sea. If I can't find my woman, worries me. Woke up this morning and I felt round for my shoes. You know I had those mean old walking blues. Woke up this morning, I felt round for my shoes. You know I had those mean old walking blues. I had those mean old walking blues. You know I had those mean old walking blues.
Tinsley Ellis with Walking Blues here at a KSUT session. Tinsley, thanks for dropping by and joining us on this beautiful, little bit windy Wednesday afternoon prior to your performance tonight at the Henry Strader Theater.
Thanks for having me in the studio, and thanks for having me into town, because I wouldn't have been here without KSUT.
Well, we're looking forward to it. This is a real honor for us. It's been a number of years since we've done a blues show, so we're excited about it. Our host of Barrel House Blues, Rob Rawls, who you met earlier, is quite excited about it, so we're looking forward to seeing everyone down there at the Hank this evening. Show starts at 7:30. Doors open at 7. A few tickets remained as of Monday. We're trying to get an update on our status, but you might want to go down to Animus Trading Company or Southwest Sound right now to ensure that you grab one of the final tickets. You can also check online at henrystradertheater.com. Buy in advance, save a couple bucks per tickets. Huge thanks to Tinsley Ellis for coming out here today, as well as our partners, the Henry Strader Theater and Sante Alternative Wellness. Tinsley, you just sent us a song a couple weeks ago that we've been playing an awful lot.
Oh, great. What song would that be?
I believe it's Big Railroad Blues.
Big Railroad Blues.
So I think that's how we're going to start this next set of the afternoon blend off. Once again, Tinsley Ellis, thanks for joining us out here in Ignacio.
Thanks for having me.
Well, my mama told me